John Marvin Jr. has been sentenced to 198 years in prison for the murder of two Hoonah police officers. The 47-year-old Hoonah resident will essentially spend the rest of his life in prison for gunning down two officers in front of their families and then holding other officers at bay in a standoff for more than a day. KTOO's Matt Miller reports from Juneau.
Superior Court Judge David George called Marvin a dangerous individual during a hearing on Friday morning.
The offense was committed deliberately. It was motivated by a perception of need to exact revenge. It was executed without any immediately preceding, precipitating event. This was not in anger.
Marvin was convicted during a jury trial in November of the murder of Hoonah Police Sergeant Tony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokaoka. They were gunned down as they socialized with family members on Front Street in Hoonah, August 28th of 2010. Tokaoka's widow Haley says their family had spent that day fishing. What was the best day of their lives had turned into the worst day of their lives.
I never thought I would be a widow with two small children at the age of 30. But the most disturbing thing to me is how could and why did John Marvin do this in front of a mother, wife, and especially two small children, the bullet just inches away from them.
She suggested that it was revenge for an incident a year earlier when Marvin was arrested by officers. Debbie Green, mother of Wallace, listened to the sentencing hearing from her home in Louisiana. Marvin's 99-year sentence for the murder of Wallace while serving as an officer in the performance of his duty is specified in statute and does not allow for parole. But the judge had discretion in a range between 20 and 99 years for the murder of Tokaoka, who was off duty at the time. The judge imposed the maximum 99 years. Judge George cited the need for deterrence and Marvin's isolation as he ordered that both sentences be served consecutively. Marvin also made his own comments to the court in a 15-minute, largely rambling and incoherent monologue about the case's proceedings being out of order and other issues. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.